it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Spring is here, and you can now get almost anything you need for your sunny days delivered with Uber Eats. What do we mean by almost? Well, you can't get a well-groomed lawn delivered, but you can get a chicken parmesan delivered. A cabana? That's a no. But a banana? That's a yes. A nice tan? Sorry. Nope. But a box fan? Happily, yes. A day of sunshine? No. A box of fine wines? Yes. Uber Eats can definitely get you that. Get almost anything delivered with Uber Eats. Order now. Alcohol in select markets. Product availability may vary by region. See app for details.
Hola.
Hello. This call is being translated.
Abuela, listen to what my phone can do.
Abuela, escucha lo que mi teléfono puede hacer.
Wow. Ahora dime sobre tu novia nueva.
Wow. Now tell me about this new girlfriend.
Huh?
Tú sabes lo que dije.
You know what I said.
Language is no longer a barrier, thanks to Live Translate with Galaxy AI on Samsung Galaxy S24 Ultra. Learn more at Samsung.com. Samsung account login required. Calls must be made using the native Samsung dialer.
We've got Des. We've got Lisa. The Des and Lisa Show. Only on Total Sport.
I just don't think it's fair for people to be so negative about Saudi Arabia. You're all forgetting how terrible the previous owner was at Newcastle. I am not some Johnny-come-lately. I was in day one with the Saudis. Day one. And I know about the last bloke. And he was not nice. And he underpaid his staff. Come on. You have to admit the new owners are better than that.
Your new owners are an oil slave state that murders journalists.
Yes, but look at the football we play now. Have you seen how good we are on the break?
OK, Rob, I'm going to list off some people and we'll see if you would be happy for your club to be owned by them.
OK.
McDonald's.
Yes.
SeaWorld.
Yes.
ISIS.
Well, I'll say this for them. They're passionate people. Just like in the Northeast. Passionate people. Yeah, I consider them. Yeah.
So you're saying yes to ISIS buying your club?
This is not a hard no.
How about a cancer charity?
Oh, yes. Cool.
You didn't let me finish. It's a pro-cancer charity.
Okay. Well, again, I don't mind. As long as I get us competing.
So you're happy to have the worst people in the world associated with your club if it means maybe winning a Conference League trophy?
And buying some players.
Of course.
How about a gambling company? Let's say, Unibet.
Oh, good. Nice try. No chance.
And why not?
Because they sponsor Middlesbrough or something. Is that bad?
Okay. Thanks, Rob. In Tynemouth.
Rob there telling us he is happy to give anyone a chance as owner within reason. If you're just joining us here on Total Sport, we are talking about sports washing. What is it? How does it work? Why is it important? And we'll be blindly walking into that hornet's nest as well as attempting a world record here in the studio after the news with Glenn Moore.
It's 2:04, I'm Glenn Moore. A giant parasitic worm's been removed from the brain of a Turkish man. The worm is thought to have burrowed in during the winter months to avoid the harsh weather, but was spotted during an MRI scan. Doctors spent 2.5 hours removing the piping hot worm before releasing it into the wild, where it was last seen crawling towards the head of a sleeping man.
Jan is coming in for a quick word.
Oh, God, what's this going to be?
Hi, guys. Sorry I'm a bit late.
No, that's actually fine.
Carla tells me you're doing a bit about sports washing on the show.
Yeah, it feels like a pretty good topic.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, no, definitely, yeah. One small thing, the people that own the station are tied up a little bit with some Saudi and Middle Eastern businesses, so, you know.
You know what?
Are you asking us not to talk about it?
Oh, God, no. I would never tread on an artist's toes like that. Talk about it as much as you want, scream it from the rooftops. That's your prerogative. I'm just saying, maybe don't just talk about the negatives, get some positives in there as well.
What do you reckon, Des? Which positive of slavery do you want to cover?
Take your pick.
Well, look, if you can't do that, we will have to get some guests on that can do it for you, but it won't reflect particularly well on either of you. You are broadcasters. You should be able to argue a point from any angle.
OK, right, let's see how we get on.
Lisa?
Yeah, whatever.
Thank you.
And Britain's most expensive burger goes on sale today in West London. The £240 cheese and lobster burger features a fresh brioche bun, Wagyu beef, caviar, smoked duck, egg, mayo and £200 in cash with every order. I'm Glenn Moore.
Total Sport. Just like chatting to your mates down the pub. If your mates weren't losers.
Now, some of you may know that today is National World Record Day. I love a world record, don't you, Des? I remember always getting the Guinness Book of Records on Christmas morning and just sitting there going through it to start the day. It was a tradition.
On Christmas morning?
Oh, yeah, nothing better. You know, waking up, opening my stocking, then opening my presents under the tree, and then spending 45 minutes letting my family know about the longest ever parasite and the heaviest tumour and the greatest height from which a pig has ever jumped.
Crikey, how high was it?
Oh, it was high. Did you not do this on Christmas morning, Des?
Not me, no. I spent my Christmas maybe drinking Guinness and perhaps a world record amount of Guinness, enough possibly even to make it into the book of Guinness World Records with the sheer quantity I put back on Christmas. But no, not reading about the biggest tomato or whatnot. Just as I say, drinking lots of the drink the book is named after. But that's festivities for you, isn't it? Having a nice drink, like a Guinness or something on Christmas.
So, with all that in mind, we've decided to do something a little bit different on the show.
That's right. So, between now and the end of the show, we're going to try and break a world record here, live in the studio. Lisa will have a go at one, and of course, I'll have a go as well.
And to make sure any record we break is verified, we have an official from the Book of Records here with us. Anne Walsh, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Anne, tell us, what sort of record should we be aiming for here today?
Well, obviously it needs to be something that doesn't require too much space.
So, no long jump attempts then?
No, obviously there's not enough space for that.
No, just a joke.
The long jump world record is 8.96 metres. This studio is, what, 5 metres long? So there wouldn't be space even if you could jump that far, which you can't.
Oh, good, they've sent us a nightmare with a clipboard.
Yeah, as I say, just a joke.
So we need a record that we can do here in this small studio and also something that would work on radio. No good doing a weightlift or anything like that.
Well, the world weightlifting record is 1,067 pounds, so I highly doubt you could do that.
Yeah, I'm saying not that.
Fucking hell.
I've got one here that could be good for you, Lisa. The world record for saying all the states within the USA in the fastest time. Sound okay?
Yeah, sure. Okay. Florida, New York, Disney, Arkansas, Disney Plus, Amazon, Netflix.
Well, wait a second. You don't have to do it from memory.
Right, okay.
In front of you is the list of states that you have to read off. And Anne, I believe you have more details.
You must read out all of the states in whichever order you choose, although the order that is used in the current record is there in front of you. I will blow my whistle to start the attempt, and again when the world record time has elapsed. Are you ready?
Blimey, give me a second. What, this sheet here? Oh, God. Please see below for a list of all... Right, okay. Alabama, Arizona, Alaska, Colorado. Did I do it?
Depends what you mean by it.
No, you did not get close.
Oh, well.
You did 4 states in the time it took our record holder to do all 50.
They did all 50 states in that time? That's ridiculous. Get a life.
Being a record holder is a very honourable life.
Uh-oh, you've upset the teacher.
A valiant effort from Lisa there. I'm not going to be too harsh on you because later on in the show I'll be trying to break a record myself. But you did only get a C in the alphabet and there are no B's. In the meantime, our producer, Carla, is telling me we actually now have a call from someone that is a victim of modern slavery. A perfect call to take during a show where we're talking about sports washing.
Oh, wow, a bit of a change in tone.
Now, our producer is saying this person doesn't want to give their name or location, but they are happy to talk about their situation. Hello there, caller.
Hi, caller.
Hi there, guys. Thanks for having me on.
You're a bit quiet. Would you be able to speak up a touch?
Sorry, I have to make sure that no one hears me.
Ah, right. Okay. Maybe we can turn his volume up a bit then.
Is this any better?
Much better, yes.
So, first of all, do you mind me asking how you got into this situation?
Well, yeah, so some government officials basically forced me to a large intimidating building in the city and they made me sign up to what they call a work system. Sorry, people are looking at me right now.
My God, that is frightening. So they essentially coerced you into slavery. And what was the punishment if you refused?
They said they would delete me.
My Lord, What a chilling way of putting it. So after that, what happened?
They took me to a large warehouse where they made me stand at a production line and box up various items for like 10 hours a day.
And tell us, what sort of things were you boxing up?
Probably blood diamonds or weaponry or something.
Well, it's all sorts, really. So it's like clothes, toys, electronics, sometimes books.
And they make you do that for 10 hours without a break? Not even for the toilet? Not even to have a little bit of food or water?
We get no breaks whatsoever apart from lunch breaks and any toilet breaks or any other breaks that we need for whatever reason.
Right, but I just said that...
Hang on. I know you can't give away your precise location, but whereabouts are you?
I'm in Catford.
Catford, London?
Yeah.
It sounds to me like you're just working a regular job in a warehouse. I'm guessing Amazon?
Amazon, yeah, that's right. You know it.
Okay, well, that's not slavery. That's just a difficult job that doesn't pay very much.
Yeah, so difficult. Very difficult job.
Goodbye. Thanks for calling in.
But what does that tell you about the state of employment in our country?
Well, it tells us it's not great, but it also tells us our producer needs to screen the calls better or she might be working at Amazon as well. Back in two.
Hola.
Hello. This call is being translated.
Abuela, listen to what my phone can do.
Abuela, escucha lo que mi teléfono puede hacer.
Wow. Ahora dime sobre tu novia nueva.
Wow. Now tell me about this new girlfriend.
Huh?
Tú sabes lo que dije.
You know what I said.
Language is no longer a barrier, thanks to Live Translate with Galaxy AI on Samsung Galaxy S24 Ultra. Learn more at Samsung.com. Samsung account login required. Calls must be made using the native Samsung dialer.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The boys are back with a bang for a brand new season of non-stop banter and bravado. Expect arguments.
I cannot believe you said that.
Yeah, well, I say what I like, and if you don't like it, you can stuff it.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
No holds barred opinions.
If one of my players had said that, I would want them murdered there on the spot. Literally murdered till they were dead.
I think that's been too lenient.
And the fiercest competition.
One.
Two.
Three.
Four.
Five.
Six.
Seven.
Eight.
Nine.
Oh, nearly. Oh, 10.
Oh, 11.
I thought you were done then. 11.
I just said 11.
Oh, no!
Join Big Paul and Medium Chris every weeknight from 10 p.m. only on Total Sport.
Oh, I think that's the furthest we've ever got.
Total Sport. Ex-footballers, ex-managers, extremely good radio. Online and on digital.
Now it's time to welcome to the studio regular guest, Jordan Young.
All right, you pair of reprobates. What a beautiful day to come into the studio. Been a long time, Tez. I've not seen him in, what, 8 hours?
Oh, I don't want to talk about that.
How are you feeling this morning?
Were you two out together last night?
Oh, no, I was out with some of the boys and I saw him on his own in a pub at 3 a.m, propping up the bar he was.
Okay, right, we don't need to go into that. We've got a text here for you that says, Hi, Jordan, if you had been offered a move to Saudi Arabia in your playing days, would you have gone, thanks to Bosco in Gloucester for that, Jordan?
Oh, forget back in my playing days, I'd take the move now. Oh, I could still do a job out there, I reckon. Maybe as a gardener at Neymar's new palace.
Right, but in all seriousness, what do you reckon?
Oh, absolutely. You see the money they're forking out over there? It's crazy.
Yeah, the money is phenomenal, Jordan, but is that what it's all about? You know, when you were a kid, is that what you dreamed of? Surely you loved the game and you wanted to play at the highest level.
Well, I already did that. If the chance came up to go to Saudi, I'd have done it in a heartbeat. Imagine being out there, getting millions of pounds for playing against bad players and mercenaries in the desert. That's the real dream.
So it is just about the money?
No, it's about the culture as well.
What is it about the culture that attracts a man like Jordan Young?
Well, think about it. You can go to Dubai every weekend. Big bottle of champagne and that bloke that sprinkles salt down his arms. Plus, you know, I love the dish dash, you know. All those white robes really make my tan pop off, you know.
Right.
Yeah. And Wayne Lineker might be opening a club out there as well. What's not to like?
All of it.
So it's mainly money?
Look, money makes the world go round. I could buy a Lambo if I went there.
Haven't you already got a Lambo?
Yeah, but I could have two.
What, in different colours?
No.
Is there any moral issue with going to play in Saudi?
What does that mean?
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I would have loved to have moved out there. Start again, you know. Save money properly this time. Not as much tax to pay. Really be sensible. Maybe start a business selling insurance to the players or something. Really be smart about it.
Jordan?
Get a little holiday home. Rent it out. Get another one. Rent that out. Set myself up for the future. Not marry Kel. Not get so much into drinking.
Jordan?
Focus on me football. Football and family, that's all I need. Don't rise to the bait from the tabloids. Definitely don't buy that Lambo I can't afford. Just settle down and focus. Maybe don't even get involved with those hangers-on, you know. They don't respect you, Jordan. They're just in it for themselves. I'm not even sure they like you. Not really. They always turn up when you've got a booth in a club when you're popping bottles till four, but how many of them showed up for your art exhibition? None. Not one. Spent ages learning how to wall paint. You know, it's not easy,
I don't know what's going on here. I'm just going to fade him out.
I feel like we lost Jordan there temporarily. We'll try and get him back if we can.
He is in the studio.
He is, but he's zoned out a little bit. So in the meantime, let's take some more calls. Ant in Histon, what have you got to say about this sports washing stuff?
Well, it's all just very hypocritical, isn't it?
Go on.
The Middle East owns loads of companies in the UK. Why should we get on a high horse about football clubs? You know, they own Harrods, Heathrow, loads of stuff. The government deal with them all the time. Why is football so special?
Well, I think it's because football is special, isn't it? You know, I'm not sure how many people turn up to support Heathrow every week and sing songs about it.
Exactly. No one buys Harrods scarves, do they?
No, exactly. They're too expensive.
Very good. But you get my point. Philippa, from Cardiff, you're on.
I sort of agree with the previous caller, really. Why don't people care as much when it's big American companies taking over teams? As the Premier League is owned by US private equity and no one says it's bad for the game.
Right, well, first of all, I think people do say it's bad for the game, but also it is different. Those are private companies based in America. It's not the country of the United States of America that is owning the clubs.
Well, Man City aren't owned by a country either.
Of course you are.
No, we're owned by a fund, not the state.
Well, if you believe that, I've got a bridge to sell you.
Yeah, come on, Philippa, you know that's not true. Everyone knows that's not true.
What sort of bridge?
Thanks, Philippa. And we've had a fun text in here that says, the only sports washing I want to hear about is the sports kit I wash for my son's football team. What do you mean? What I mean by that is that I have to wash the sports kit that the team wears. What? It's just a simple pun that plays on the phrase sports washing. I don't understand why you don't get it. Yes, of course, they will read it out. Please just concentrate on the Rhode Island send message.
Oh, dear. Sounds like there's been a bit of a losing battle with Siri there. Finally, an email here from Dr. Ian Dryhorn from Amnesty International that says, since February 2021, more than 6,500 migrant workers from India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Sri Lanka and Nepal died during construction of the stadiums for the Qatar World Cup. Cheers, Ian. Back after this.
Visit Saudi Arabia.
Total Sport FM, online and on digital.
Joining us on the phone now is someone who's seen as a somewhat divisive figure.
That's right. Alexei Gold is a public speaker, a motivator, a self-help guru, a businessman, and also someone with several legal cases currently hanging over him.
But despite that, the station have decided to give him airtime so he can promote his new energy drink. Alexei, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon. And can I start by saying those legal cases you mentioned have no basis in reality and are being disputed.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Apart from that, how are you, Alexei?
I'm fantastic. I couldn't be better. My businesses are thriving. I'm out here in Hustler's Paradise, aka Dubai. Life is good.
That sounds nice.
It's not nice. Nice is what you call like a little cake you might have at a picnic. This is a bigger cake. This is heaven.
Okay, so Alexei, you have become quite a controversial figure over the last 18 months, partly because of those legal cases, but also partly because of your personality.
Uh-huh.
It's fair to say that you speak your mind, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. My time is precious, so I have no interest in wasting words when I don't need to. If I don't like something or someone, I would rather tell her.
Her?
Well, her, him, whoever she is. Whoever it is.
Right.
And I think that sometimes people take it the wrong way and think, oh, he's a sexist, he's a misogynist, but really these people don't know me and have no idea what I really think.
Well, this is him not wasting his words, remember?
But the main reason people don't like me is much more simple than that. It's jealousy. They want to know how to improve their life, so they listen to me or buy my book, The Grinder's Charter, still available now. But as soon as I tell some home truths, they get offended and upset and triggered. It doesn't matter who you are or what skeletons you might have in your closet. Des, for example, my methods will and can and will help you.
Okay, so obviously you can't talk to everyone individually, but what are some broad tips that you would give to people to be more productive and ultimately more wealthy?
Start your day right.
And what does that look like?
Well, I split my day into three separate days. While you, no offense, plods, are having one 24-hour day, I'm dividing mine up so I can have 3 days per day and can therefore be much more productive.
3 days per day? How does that...
On my first day, the alarm goes off at 4 a.m. and I'm straight up and out of bed. No snooze button, no mucking around. Two-hour workout, protein shake, fruit, no banana, nothing phallic shall I ingest, as we say. Stretch and listen to podcasts about business or scripture on triple speed. By the time I've done that, it's 6:30 a.m. I already have a great sense of accomplishment. I look out from my Dubai balcony and think I have done more than anyone else I can see, and it's not even breakfast yet.
That must be a nice feeling, looking over the city and feeling that way.
Wrong. My balcony overlooks the desert. But yes, it feels good.
And then what?
Then at 7 a.m., I will do something that really makes a huge difference. And this is what I want to talk to you guys about today. I have this brand new product that I know a lot of my followers will be interested in. It's called Grind Serum, and it's a vitamin and energy drink designed to be drank in the mornings. It's absolutely jam-packed, full of nutrients and healthy stuff that will provide slow-release energy and keep you productive.
And what goes into a drink like that?
I don't know.
Okay.
You can't get Grind Serum in England just yet, but you will be able to get it from my website, alexigold.com. And when you fill out the form for shipping, just say it's DVDs or something. Do not mention it is a consumable. I cannot stress that enough.
So after your Grind Serum, what's next in your day?
Well, my second day starts at 8:30 a.m.
Right.
And I tend to sleep throughout that one. I've been up since 4, so I'm knackered by then. And the Grind Serum is very, very stodgy. Mm. But then, you know, day 3 kicks off at 4 p.m. And all I can say is, wow.
Why? What happens?
Wow.
Yeah, but what do you actually do?
Wow.
Okay, sounds good. Well, thanks for coming on, Alexei. Really pleased we were able to give valuable airtime to such a brilliant mind.
Thanks, guys. And a quick message to my core fan base. Remember to tidy your room if your dad asks you to. Never take no for an answer. And finally, girls suck and are mean.
Okay, cheers, Alexei. Great insight into who his demographic is there.
That 3 days per day bit really threw me.
Yeah, but it seems to work for him. Anyway, it says here that Grind Serum will be available at alexigold.com from the 61st of October. Okay, coming up we have another world record attempt, but first the traffic and travel with Glenn Moore.
Here's your traffic and travel, and there's yet more disruption on the M25, this time thanks to a swollen hard shoulder, but better news for anyone using the railways after transport officers were able to finally remove a distressed husband from the crossing at Heron Bridge. And in the city, there is good service on all underground lines except the ones with vowels in their name. For me and the rest of the team, good luck.
Total Sport FM, online and on digital.
Welcome back to Des and Lisa here on Total Sport, also joined by Anne Walsh from the Guinness Book of World Records, as we are trying to break as many records as we can today. How many have we managed so far, Anne?
Zero.
Is that a record in itself? Worst ever record attempt or something?
No.
Right, I'm just messing about.
Worst ever record attempt is held by Jorge Vallejo of Chile. He attempted to fit 98 seedless grapes into his mouth at once.
How many did he manage?
Minus one.
How was that possible?
He got so nervous he threw up, and his vomit included a grape from the practice round.
Oh dear. Well, let's hope I don't throw up now with my record attempt. Lisa, why don't you talk them through it while I get prepared?
Yes, Des is very bravely going to attempt to eat 10 Carolina Reaper chilies in under 33 seconds. For those that don't know, Carolina Reaper chilies measure 2.2 million on the Scoville scale for heat and are considered one of the hottest chilies out there. This is a serious one, isn't it, Anne?
All records are serious.
Okay. Des, are you ready?
Yep. I've got me chilies. I've got me water, me milk.
A bucket?
No. Do I need a bucket?
No, just winding you up.
I don't have a bucket. Should we call it off? I don't have a bucket.
A bucket is not required for the record to stand.
But I guess it's hollow and unsafe without it, so we should cancel it, maybe?
Don't try and sneak out of it now, Des.
I had a big lunch as well, so I'm not really hungry.
Okay, Des, 33 seconds to beat, and your time starts now.
Commentate, if possible, Lisa.
Okay, he's bitten the first one and now appears to be in some distress. He's turned a shade of red, more vibrant than the chilies themselves. We're still about a centimetre into the first one, so I'd say the other nine chilies are safe here, and there's little chance of a trophy. He's left the desk like a gorilla, with almost no control of his arms as they slap lifelessly by his sides. He's pushing doors open with his head, possibly to go to the toilet. Oh no, here he comes with the communal milk from the kitchen, which, yeah, he's poured that into his mouth from a height and it's mostly hit the rest of his face instead. It's not great stuff, if I'm honest with you.
Time.
And time's up. Tell us, Anne, do we have a new world record?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes, a new worst record attempt.
What, really? Has he actually won it?
No, of course not. I was joking.
Right.
Jokes don't really work when you have to explain them.
Okay, thanks for coming in, Anne. Anne Walsh from the Book of World Records there. That's it for today. Me and Des will be back same time tomorrow, won't we, Des? Des is nodding at me there. See you then.
Total Sport FM.
Well done, guys. Sports washing is a tricky subject, especially with the instructions from upstairs, but expertly handled.
Thank you very much.
Particularly enjoyed your method, Des, of making it impossible to say anything at all from your own mouth.
yeah, pretty clever of me.
Oh, Jan coming in now.
Guys, thanks so much. And getting Alexi on. These things play so well with our owners.
Great.
And Des, you're a viral star. You'll probably be on parity with Lisa's wages now.
What?
Des Jackson choking and Des Jackson spitting are both trending.
Oh, God, no.
Everyone's sharing the videos.
Fucking hell. So Pete's finally posted them then. The entry stuff's come out.
The what?
What?
The chili eating video, Des. Everyone's finding them hilarious.
Right. Yes, the chili eating. Yes, I was choking, wasn't I? Fantastic.
Oh, it's massive, Des. Everyone's loving it. It's everywhere. This is your legacy now, Des. Des Jackson choking will probably be your top Google suggestion forever now.
Ah, interesting. So just so I'm absolutely, like, totally clear on this, if you search Des Jackson choking, it'll always be the chili clip first.
I imagine if you just search Des, it'll be that clip from now on.
It's that huge.
Well, that's fantastic.
What a thing to be remembered for, choking on national radio.
Could be a lot worse. Trust me.
Dial F for Football was created by Tayo Papula, starring Lolly Adefope, Fergus Craig, Jessica Foster Q, and Helen Cripps. Also featuring Alan Davies, Tom Rosenthal, Annie McGrath, Tom Stoughton, Stuart Laws, Hayley Ellis, Glenn Moore, and Phil Wang. Written by Mark G. Smith and Rhys James. Produced, engineered, and music by Tom Jenkins. Executive produced by Tayo Papula. Directed by Mark G. Smith. This was a Furious Styles production for Keep It Light Media.